This is Doug Miller. Purim is coming up shortly in the Jewish calendar. What does this mean for you, for me, for all of us? Stick around. Let's talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best, and he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller. The program is Dialogue, and we are delighted and privileged to be back with you once more with Bible in hand to look into this blessed Word, to speak, to know indeed that God will always bless His Word, and He will bless those who are under the sound of that Word. And if you are out there listening today, get ready for a blessing. Not because of me, but because of God's Word. We are finishing up Esther. We will probably finish the book of Esther today. And so call a friend. Tell them to listen in. Now, Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this Word go out as far out as we can get it to as many as we can get it out to. And to that end, we require your support, your assistance, your prayers. Please, please, these are difficult, difficult times that we are living through. They are dark and discouraging in so many ways. And the people of the Lord need to be praying for Dialogue, for ministries like Dialogue, for one another. So please, I beg you, write Dialogue down on your little prayer list and pray for us. And, of course, as you often hear me say on here, we would always love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. If you didn't get that, why, Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. Now, if you say, well, what do you want to hear from me for? Well, look, it's a joy, a pleasure to hear that you're out there, that you're listening, to answer any questions that you might have, to provide you with any materials that we can. There are many, you cannot imagine how encouraging it is for us at Dialogue to get letters from those who listen to us. So write us. If you want to write us on email, well, we have an email address. It is Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, at sbcglobal.net. Dialogue Ministries at sbcglobal.net. We have a webpage, and you can pull that down and look at pictures and do whatever you do on web pages. You can listen to the broadcasts. Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, .org, O-R-G, okay? DialogueMinistries.org. And finally, if you wish to call and talk to me, you will find this to be perhaps the most inefficient of our the services we provide. And you might be saying to yourself, I don't know how that could be. But nevertheless, the reason I say inefficient, we don't have a secretary sitting there listening to the phone. What you will have to do is leave a message, and I will get back to you. And it may take a while, but I will get back to you, I promise you. Our telephone is area code 405-535-9089. 405-535-9089. All right, I believe that does it for the preliminaries. Let's get back to the Word of God now and back to our heroine, Esther, and see what is happening with her. I would like to just begin reading where we left off last time. We left off at Esther 9, verse 26, and I'd just like to read this on down to the end of the book. Won't take long, so follow along. Wherefore they call these days Purim, after the name of Pur, that is the lot, the casting of lots. Okay? Therefore, for all the words of this letter and of all that which they had seen concerning this matter and which had come unto them, the Jews ordained and took upon them and upon their seed and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing and according to their appointed time every year, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Then Esther, the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. And he sent the letters unto all the Jews to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim in their times, appointed according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed, the matters of the fastings and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. And the king Ahasuerus, right on down into chapter 10 now, laid a tribute upon the land and upon the isles of the sea, and all the acts of his power and of his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? For Mordecai the Jew was next unto the king, unto King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people and speaking peace to all his seed. End of book, end of story. Well, not actually. The story is ongoing. Now, as we have seen, and that was a long passage of scripture. I rarely read that much scripture without commenting, but I did in this case. This was, roughly 500 B.C. And as you know, it doesn't take an awful lot of thinking to figure out that that is, 2,000 years ago, or 2,500 years ago, rather. Long time. And these 2 days of Purim are still being kept today by the Jews. And in case you're interested, Purim in 2013 will be held, I believe, I'm pretty sure on this, on the 24th and 25th of February. And actually, since by Jewish reckoning, a new day, the 24th, would actually begin at sunset on the 23rd. So from sunset on the 23rd to sunset on the 24th, actually, or 25th, or have I got this confused? Well, anyway, 24th and 25th. Let's leave it at that. So that's coming up. So you might, if you have any Jewish friends, wish them a happy Purim. It's a happy time for them. They send presents to one another and feast, and there are certain songs that they sing that are associated with Purim and with Queen Esther and with Mordecai. These are still remembered because this indeed was a great deliverance for the Jewish people. Now, for all of you who are listening to me, you might ask yourselves, and it would be a very appropriate question, what does all of this have to do with us? We are not Jews. We are Gentiles for the most part. Some of you who are listening may be Jewish. I hope so. If you're listening to me and you are Jewish, allow me to wish you a happy Purim, and allow me to tell you that you are as a people and as a group greatly loved and venerated by those of us who are Gentiles. You gave us our Savior. Your Savior, too. But you have been good enough to share him with us, and we thank you for that. We can never thank you enough. Now, for all of you non-Jews, for all of you Gentiles out there, and for all of you Jews, too, what's the application here to all of this? Well, by way of review, let me remind all of you that God will always, always keep his promises. And he has made promises to Israel that are unbroken and unbreakable because they are unconditional. His promises to Israel is that they will be blessed. His promises to us through Israel is that we will be blessed, that they will be a blessing for the whole earth. Now, there also, as you've heard me say on here many times, there were certain warnings contained in many of the things that God said to Israel so long ago. What were those warnings? Well, God established a covenant with Israel. We call it the law. God did not establish that covenant with us Gentiles. We are not under the law, but Israel voluntarily put themselves under the law and voluntarily allowed themselves to be placed in that position, and a part of the covenant agreement was that they would keep the law. Now, I don't know how they ever planned to do this. If you have ever read the Mosaic Law as it is contained in the Torah, then you know very well just how complicated it is. How they think they could ever have kept that, I don't know, but they said that they would. And God told them, if you keep this law, then you will remain in the land, and you will be blessed, and you will be the head of the nations, and you will be a lender, but you will not be a borrower. And the blessings that God pronounces on Israel for keeping this law are just multitudinous and wonderful. But he said, if you do not... And he specifically and so many times said, if you turn after and follow other gods, if you go after other gods and forget the Lord your God, then you will be driven out of this land, and I will drive you out to the ends of the earth. And the cursing that follows, and the bitterness, and the anguish, and the suffering are just really rather frightening and frightful. Well, to say the least, the Jews did not keep the law, did they? And they did not remain faithful to the Lord their God. They went after other gods in the land, specifically so often the God that seems to have, that they seem to have gone after perhaps more than any other is this God that we call Baal, or perhaps Baal, or Baal. I don't know exactly how the name was pronounced. I've heard it in many ways. The name simply means Lord. Now, think about that one. Baal, or Baal, was a God that accepted human sacrifice. These individuals used to sacrifice their children to him. There was always sexual immorality associated with the worship of this false god. There was temple prostitution that went on, and always, always homosexuality associated with this and the worship of this false god. That the Israelites would have left their God, Yahweh Elohim, who is the only true God, and have gone after this false God seems to be absolutely incredible. Why would they have done this? Well, I don't know. But I know they did. And I know And you know, too, that God sent many prophets, many people to warn them, to try to turn them around, to try to turn them from their evil ways. They would not listen. What happened? Well, ultimately, of course, we know what happened. Ultimately, God sent His own Son to them. Sent His own Son. And He, too, was rejected and crucified. And, you know, they killed Him. And what finally happened? Well, they finally, just as God said, were scattered to the ends of the earth. If you are out there and you are wondering about the Jews, whether or not God is through with them, the answer is absolutely not. God also said, and this is unconditional, you can go back and read it in the Torah, He said He would bring them back to their land. Wherever they were, He would find them, and He would bring them back. And He made a very definite statement. He said, I will bless them that bless thee, I will curse them that curse thee. None of that has changed, friends. What we have been reading in the book of Esther is a story of the Jews in their dispersion, where they had been driven out of the land because of their disobedience. Now, I want to say something to my country and to my people. I am obviously an American. My people came to this country largely from Ireland, but we came a long time ago. And we have been greatly blessed in this country. It has been very good to us because things were quite difficult in the country we left and came from. I, nowadays, sitting before this mic, many years after my ancestors left Ireland to come here, I am speaking into this mic and I am looking out at a country that seems to me to be in a great deal of trouble. Why are we in a great deal of trouble? Well, I think for the same reason that Israel was in a great deal of trouble. Except America does not have the promise that Israel had. America has no promise of being brought back to her land and reestablished. We have no such unconditional promises. God didn't say to us in His Word anywhere that He was going to bless all the nations of the earth through us. In many ways we have been a blessing, in many ways we have not. In many ways we have troubled people. I certainly think we've been a great blessing, but, you know, there are a lot of people out there who seem to disagree with that. Well, they'll just have to disagree. But I can tell you this. Our country, please hear me carefully here, our country seems to me to be going in much the same way Israel went. There are things that God has absolutely expressed Himself about, and that He will not change. There is no changing in God. He does not change. As I said, Israel went the direction of worshiping Baal. What did that involve? Well, that involved, among other things, homosexuality. I want you to take a look at our country. Does it not seem sad to you, certainly does to me, that our government at the highest levels seems to be promoting homosexuality? We read all the time about homosexual marriage. We read that, you know, of some of our states that have passed laws against it, only to have those laws stricken down in our courts as unconstitutional. If you go publicly, as I am doing right now, and decry homosexualism and homosexuality as an evil, wicked thing, you're apt to be attacked verbally, if not physically. You're going to be called, you know, a bigot and a homophobe and all of that sort of thing. I see our country going in this direction, and it makes me ill. The Jews, as I've told you, Israel, they worshipped Baal. They sacrificed their children to this god. I see my country, and I see in this country a nation in which 55 million children have been butchered and murdered, innocent babes, since the Roe v. Wade decision of 1973. Do you think that God is blind to this? Our God, who says in the book of Proverbs that he hates the shedding of innocent blood? I tell you, there is a just God in heaven, and as J. Vernon McGee used to say, if God doesn't judge America, he'll have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. My message is to America, you had better wake up. I don't know if we can be turned around at this point. I don't know where we're going, but I see no turning back from the evil and the wickedness in which we apparently intend to go on. All around us, I see things coming apart. I hope that it is not too late. But I want you to look at Israel here. Israel was protected in the dispersion because the Lord their God was with them, and he kept them safe. I don't see any such promise for the nation of the United States. And for us as, now, if you're a believer, as an individual, yes, you have God's protection on you, and you can count on that. If you are an unbeliever, you had better get saved because, and here is my warning to all of you, this guy talking to you sees difficult, difficult times ahead. I don't know what's going to happen exactly, but I do know this, and here is my one last word as we finish up this broadcast. God said of Israel, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And that has absolutely turned out to be true down across the years. We, in this country, seem to be, as I look at it, turning against Israel. More and more, this anti-Semitism is rising up. It is rampant in Europe right now. And I see a very scary possibility that we will find it too difficult to go on with Israel, and we will say very shortly, well, we just can't sustain them anymore. All of these problems in the Middle East are too difficult, and the only way to solve them is by abandoning Israel and throwing them under the bus. Don't imagine that that sort of talk is not going on at the highest levels in our government. It is. You had better pray for this country if you are a believer, and pray for Israel, because Israel will not be so easily cast off. God will support his people, and he will protect them. And you can put that in the bank. This is Doug Miller, and this is Dialogue.
Dialogue, exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.